The United Nations has asked for $2.1 billion to help Yemen, where millions of people are caught in a two-year-old civil war. A Saudi Arabian-led coalition began bombing in the Middle Eastern country 2 years ago. The attacks are in support of the Yemeni government as it battles against a group of rebels called Houthis. UN officials said the airstrikes have destroyed bridges, major roads, entire neighborhoods, and a port. This has left millions of people without electricity, safe water, or food. Stephen O'Brien is the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator for the UN. He said 18.8 million people, or two-thirds of Yemen's population, need humanitarian aid.
Immense human suffering is unfolding in front of our eyes, caused by conflict. 7.3 million people do not know where their next meal is coming from.
O'Brien noted that he was shocked at how thin and sick-looking many of the people were when he visited Yemen a few months ago.
Children and youth were stunted and severely malnourished, barely holding on to their lives. And that was 5 months ago. Since then, the situation in Yemen has just simply got worse.
The UN humanitarian chief warned that current humanitarian efforts are not enough. He said, without immediate action, famine is now a real possibility for 2017. Jamie McGoldrick has been the UN's humanitarian aid coordinator for Yemen since December 2015. He has watched the situation take place and says Yemeni people must make difficult choices to survive.
And so what you have is people having to make life and death decisions. Do you feed your child or your children, or do you pay for medical treatment for the sick child? And that's a daily call for many families.
Historically, Yemen has been one of the poorest countries in the world. McGoldrick said the two-year-long civil war has weakened the country's communities. He said people had so little money they were unable to pay to travel to feeding centers or hospitals where they could find help. The UN official said about 7,500 people have been killed and 40,000 injured since the war began. He added that these numbers cannot be confirmed because people die at home and are buried before they are ever recorded. I'm Jonathan Evans.